Have you seen Vigilante Man? Have you seen a vigilante man? Have you seen a vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over this land. And tell me, what is a vigilante man?
Woody Guthrie's Vigilante Man, performed there by Dan Harris. And Woody Guthrie has served as an inspiration for many a singer and a songwriter, but a very different form of inspiration has hit Dan Harris, which we're going to talk about now. Dan, you've been inspired by Woody Guthrie in a very specific way. You've embarked on a 100-day challenge to learn 100 Woody Guthrie songs for the first 100 days of the new presidential administration. And those 100 days actually culminate, funnily enough, on Earth Day, April 22nd. And that's going to be the date of a Woody Guthrie Tribute Project benefit concert. First of all, why Woody Guthrie and why embrace, why songs, why this particular form of activism or resistance or whatever you'd like to call it?
That's a great question. Well, why Woody Guthrie? It started kind of on a lark and a bit of a joke with my wife. A week before the election, I was at our local music store and they were having a sale. And I bought a songbook of 100 Woody Guthrie songs, an anthology. I think it was called Every 100 Years. And I joked with my wife that if Trump were to win the election, then I was going to learn every one of those songs in that book. And well, dang it, he won. Why Woody Guthrie? Well, I'm a musician. I'm a folk musician, and he, you know, certainly has is the stake in the chain of American music. You know, holding it into the ground as far as American progressive music, progressive folk music. And a lot of the music that he was writing and a lot of the topics that he was writing about back in his day are things that are very relevant today as well. Issues of immigrant rights and internal displacement, issues of war, peace and fascism and racism. And he was confronted in a very stark way with many of the issues that we're faced with today.
Well, on April 22nd, Earth Day, at the E. Simpson Coffee Shop in Lafayette from 3 to 6 p.m., you're holding a benefit concert and really a culmination of this tribute project. And it is a way to reach out to other nonprofits and other organizations that have kind of similarly aligned missions, one of them being KGNU. What is going to be happening? Who are some of the groups that are going to be there?
Sure. So what we're going to be doing, I got this idea, again, right after the election to my wife and I went to a meeting called Speed Dating Activism, and essentially this woman, Samantha, who's going to be working with us on this project, had gathered a number of different nonprofit and activist groups to come up in 5 minutes. Who are you? What do you do? How can people get involved? And they had at that particular one folks from Standing Rock and some people from Intercambio and our local some of our local elected representatives. And so the idea came really about from that. And I've actually have one band that I've been playing in a little while, an old time string band called the old, Renegade Rooster String Band. And they are going to be, one of the acts, and then, just another pickup band that I'm calling the Woody Guthrie Tribute Band. Some of these are local, mostly local people to Lafayette and Boulder, musicians. I have a fella named Dusty Stray, who's a songwriter, who's going to be doing some duets with me. And then Lauren Stovall and Peter Sharp from the Rail Splitters will also be playing at the show.
Man came along and he chased us out in the rain. Was that your vigilante man?
Beyond the 100 days, first 100 days of a Trump presidency and the 100 days of your Woody Guthrie tribute project, what lies ahead and what role does music and artists and musicians like yourself play in the current political situation that we're in?
That's a great question. I've had a number of folks asked if I planned to continue something like this in the future, and the answer to that is yes. I don't have any date yet, and I'm not sure that I will do all of the music on this the next program. for sure. And like it's probably September, but like I said, I don't know exactly when. regarding the role of art and music in our current political environment, I think art and music have always played a very fundamental role in you know, having people speak their voices and help people coming together collectively. It's been a very powerful vehicle throughout time in history and throughout, you know, American history. You know, protest music has been a very powerful thing. And, you know, it certainly can be found in religious music. Music's always been something that really can bring people together and bring communities together for whatever cause. And personally, I feel that everything that's going on in the state of our country and administration isn't a personal affront to me as a human being. And that's something that I have a lot of grievance about. And how can I express myself? How can I do something? What are my skills that I have? And that was one of the questions that I kept asking myself during this period from November and until, well, even now, is, you know, what do I have to contribute? What can I give? And there's a lot of things that folks can do. And for me, it's music. And my wife and I also joined one of the groups who's going to be one of the nonprofits. Is Intercambio, and they're right across the street from here. It's an ESL training school, where they help, you know, teach folks English. So my wife and I both joined that, and it really for me is just it's continually trying to build bridges and build community around me. And if music's my skill that I have to do that, then gosh dang it, I'm going to. I ain't got a home. I'm just rambling round. Just a wandering working man. I go from town to town. The police make a horn wherever I may go. I ain't got a home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters, they're all stranded on this road. It's a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. A rich man took my home and he drove me from my door. I ain't got a home in this world anymore. Well, I was farming on the shares and I always was poor. My crops I lay into the banker's store. My wife she took down and died on the cabin floor. I ain't got a home in this world anymore. Well, I'm minding your minds and I gathered your corn. I've been working, mister, since the day that I was born. Now I worry all the time like I never did before. I ain't got a home in this world anymore. Now as I look around, it's mighty plain to see. This wide and wicked world is a funny place to be. The gambling man is rich and the working man is poor. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I ain't got no home in this world anymore.